This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We come to the 25th juz, and Allah Azza wa Jal, he tells us that human being is such that when he wants something from Allah, he makes long dua, very long dua. And when he doesn't need anything, he just walks by as if nothing actually happened. This is in the beginning of the 25th juz. And Allah says that the human being should reflect that the signs that Allah has given within the human body and the signs that Allah has given outside of this whole cosmos and the whole of this earth, they are enough for a person to know that the truth is there and Allah has created this with a clear purpose. This is in ayah number 53. Anyway, we come to Surah Shura. Now, Surah Shura has, you know, there's a lot going on with the people around the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, the people who are denying the afterlife, they're denying the fact that there is a fire, they're denying there's Jannah and so on. What Allah says is for us to think about the creation of the heaven and the earth and how Allah has created all these animals and has created all the things around us. And He says, well, if you look at the Creator itself, there's nothing that is like the Creator. There is nothing like the Creator. Laysa kamithlihi shay. This is in ayah number 11. And by saying that, what Allah says is that, look, I am the Creator and I've given you this, I'm giving you a Sharia and I've given you a way of life, just as I sent it through Nuh alayhi salam, I sent it through Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and now through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, I'm sending this. And He says, well, your duty is what? To the people who are actually believing in this message. Allah says, istaqim, be someone that is steadfast in this. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Don't follow the desires of those people who are calling against this message. وَقُلْ آمَنْ. To say that you believe in this message of the book, and say that you're going to be just, and say that your Lord is Allah, my Lord, our Lord, and your Lord, and say that our actions are actions, your actions are your actions. لَا حُجَّةَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. اللَّهُ يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَنَا. Doesn't matter what the consequences are, in the end, all of us will be there on the Day of Judgment, and Allah will gather us. And these are things Allah is telling us to become firm again and again, because the arguments of those people will lead to nothing except for punishment in the end. Ayah number 16. And He tells us that, look, those who are on this earth, they will benefit from the life of this earth, and there are those that will benefit on this earth and make something for the Akhirah. And those who work for the Akhirah, Allah will increase their amounts again and again. Ayah number 20. And if we do something wrong, Allah says, there is tawbah for you. Make repentance and I will accept repentance from you. And there are many things I forgive. Even though you don't make tawbah, or even though you might not ask me, Allah is trying to tell us that He's not a Lord who's there just to punish us. No. He's there, He forgives so much that we don't know of. This is in ayah number 25. And He tells us that in terms of us on this earth, there are those who will have expansions of gifts from Allah and a good financial status, and those that will not have that status. And why He does that is because if He was to give a good expansion to everybody on this earth, there would be a lot of trouble on this earth. This is ayah number 27. Because when we receive that from Allah, sometimes we don't know the limits of what to do. And He tells us that think about us on the seas when you travel. How Allah has given us the ability to travel on the seas and to travel on the earth. And in the end, what will happen is all of these gifts, Allah will bring us on the Day of Judgment and He's going to question us. And when He questions us, those people who find themselves on the Day of Judgment, that they've been misguided, they will have their heads down and they will be looking from the corner of their eyes. And those who are believers, they will say that the losers are those people who have lost themselves on the Day of Judgment. They are the zalimin, they are the oppressors. So there'll be again two camps on the Day of Judgment, those who have actually believed and those who haven't believed. And in the end, Allah says that this whole message that has come through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, it has come with the Sirat al-Mustaqim, it has come with a straight path. And that straight path is to take the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam's life as a model and to follow that. Now we come to Surah Zukhruf. Now Surah Zukhruf turns, you know, straight away in talking about Allah Azza wa Jalla and the gifts that He's given us, many gifts. And one of the gifts is that we have transportation. This is in ayah number 13. And on this transportation, when we have it, we're supposed to get on and we're supposed to read the dua, Subhanalladhi sakharana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin, that Allah has given us the power to ride these things or to control these things. He gives us gifts of daughters, and He gives sons and daughters to whoever He wants. But the mushrikeen in the Prophet's time, they used to bury their own daughters. And Allah says that this is because they follow the ways of their forefathers. One of the gifts is for a person to realize that Allah has sent a message to them, and He brings that message, He keeps that message alive. So this Quran, just as it was revealed in the Prophet's time, it will be kept alive until the Day of Judgment. And if Allah wanted to gift, for example, Allah says that I don't have no bother whatsoever with the people who deny this message. If I want to give them houses of silver, I will give them houses of silver. It doesn't matter what I give them on this earth. Ayah number 34. But in the next life, they will not have that. In the next life, they will find that they are empty of the things that they had on this earth. And Allah reminds us that many messengers have come. For example, Musa alayhi salam came and he asked. And what happened is Fir'aun used the gifts that he had and the status he had, the power he had, to show that Musa alayhi salam is belittled in front of him. And the same happened to Isa alayhi salatu salam. That the people around Isa alayhi salatu salam, they went against his message, though he had the truthful message with him. And he says that on this earth, it was because friends to friends, because of friendship, they started to make alliances with one another. And you can see this happening today on the earth. One friend backs another friend up. And Allah says, on the Day of Judgment, all friendship will break. This is in ayah number 67. All friendship will break. And what will happen is, Allah will call the believers, His own servants, on the Day of Judgment, not to fear, not to have any grief. And He will give them the best of what's there in Jannah, what their eyes actually love and are dear to their eyes. Allah will give them fruits. Allah will give them many different gardens. And He will say, these are in return of your actions. And those that didn't believe in the message, they will actually call to Malik, who is the guardian of hellfire, and ask him to ask Allah to get them out of there. But it will be said to them that, look, you had your chance on the earth and you had your gifts and you turned away from this message. And towards the end of the surah, Allah says, وَقِيلِهِ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is turning around and saying that these people are not actually believing in this message. Allah says, فَاصْفَحْ عَنْهُمْ وَقُلْ سَلَامٌ. There comes a point when you have to turn away and you just have to say peace. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Soon they will know what the consequences of this is. We come to Surah Duhan, and Surah Duhan captures a part in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time where these people actually, they were supposed to believe in the message. They didn't. They challenged the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told them that Allah will bring about a miracle and he will seize these people. And what he did is Allah brought about a drought in Makkah, and because of that drought, they actually start seeing smoke in the air. And Allah tried to bring them through that to the message, just as He tried to bring the people of Fir'aun to the message through Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And He reminds us that all the gifts they had of the springs of water, they had many different plantations, many different fruits and so on, all of it came to an end. And neither the sky nor the earth cried over them when they came to an end. And finally, in this surah, what Allah tells us is, He talks about a tree in Jahannam called Zakkum, and those who are sinful will eat from this tree, which will burn right through their stomachs, and they will be given boiling water on top of that, and boiling water on their heads as well. This is all around ayah number 43 onwards. And He talks about the people in Jannah, where they will have many different brocades and many different beautiful clothing in Jannah. And they will call, they will call one another to the best of fruits in peace, and they will never taste death ever again once they're in Jannah. Finally, we come to Surah Jathiyah. Now, Surah Jathiyah again, Jathiyah is a short surah that captures captures parts of the Day of Judgment and parts of this world. As for this world, Allah says that if we were to think about how Allah Azza wa Jal has created this earth, how He provides us, how He sends the winds, how those winds create certain, you know, will bring about the rains, and from those rains there will be crops, and from those we eat, and so on, and the cycle of life that is created, that will be enough for us to believe in the truthfulness of Allah. Then to believe in the truthfulness of this actual Quran itself. And if those of them who turn away from the Quran, they will find themselves that behind them they've got Jahannam. And those of us that are believing in this, Allah tells us, whosoever does good actions, Allah says that is for yourself. And if you've received certain things from Allah, you should know that Allah has given better things to the Banu Israel. But because they never took benefit of those, they found themselves, you know, in destruction, and found themselves without this. Eventually, Allah will bring people onto the knees on the Day of Judgment, and that's the whole point of Surah Jathiyah. And when He brings them onto the knees, Allah Azza wa Jal will, you know, reminds us. And again, from the Day of Judgment, He'll say that when it was said to these people to believe in the truth and believe in the last hour, they said, "We don't know what the last hour is. We don't know what this is." And on the Day of Judgment, there will be certain people who will rejoice. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ. Those of us who have actually taken heed of this, Allah says, to Allah belongs the, you know, to all praise. He is the Lord of the heavens and Lord of the earth, Lord of the world. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the mighty one. He is the one that is wise. So in the end, the salvation will be for those people who actually keep on to this message and not forget the Day of Judgment. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
ذكر علم ونور الحاملات سنا ونور والرسمات هنا سرور يا حلوى تلك السنين.